Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a new book that's begging to be banned. Today from the Ohio Newsroom, to two around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio, I'm Kendall Crawford. Calls to ban books have increased in Ohio in recent years. In 2023, the most recent year of data from the American Library Association, there were more than 40 attempts to ban more than 200 books. The Ohio Writers Association is asking if its new anthology should be placed among those challenged. Joe Graves is the president of the Ohio Writers Association and one of the contributors to the anthology, Should This Book Be Banned? Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? It's good to be here.
Good. Thank you so much for talking with us today. Tell me about how this project began. Why did you choose to focus these fictional stories on topics that are typically banned?
We started it, where our board was discussing this increased movement of banning books. And I've never met a writer who was excited about book bans because, you know, we want to be able to write what we feel we should write and get our stories out there and let people decide for themselves whether they should read it. So our board decided to make a statement with this for sure and to acknowledge what's happening, but also uplift stories that might otherwise not have a place, offering a place where we could hear stories of LGBTQ, stories of immigration, stories and all of these types of themes was very important to us.
What's the benefit of creating a new book explicitly about this when there are so many books right now that are being challenged that you could instead maybe fight on behalf of?
Yeah, well, I certainly don't think it's an either or. By putting out an anthology of Ohio writers who are writing stories that some might view as bannable and making a statement there, we're indirectly and quite frankly, directly supporting anyone or any author that's out there that's being banned. We can cut people's stories out and we can say, we don't want you to access it, but you're really cutting people out and their experiences of life. And so we want to contribute to that by offering additional stories to the conversation.
In this anthology, all of these authors are Ohioans and all are writing about these tough and taboo topics, stories about grief, about domestic violence, about race. What sort of portrait of the state do you think emerges when you read these stories one after another?
You know, it's interesting to think about it because our membership is made up of people all over Ohio, and we had people contribute with ties to a variety of places. And you see some rural stories, kind of the small town feel, and then there's quite a few that are centered in bigger cities. And you even wrestle with some of those different demographics and political alliances that you find. You know, my day job is a pastor. I was surprised to see how many stories touch on religion and its impact on people, especially vulnerable people. I love the fact that there was a college student that got published and a professor. There's a sort of atheist and agnostic and theological perspective. There's that rural and the urban. And I mean, that's Ohio, isn't it? It's just a variety of people with different perspectives that are coming to the table and sharing their stories.
What do you think that this anthology can do in this wider climate of censorship? How do you see this book in particular pushing the needle?
You know, one of our board members is Jim Hotnett, and this was originally his idea. He's a gay man and grew up in a small town away from any mention of LGBTQ. He didn't know that was a thing. And he told me recently that, you know, he didn't know what it meant to be gay, but they didn't stop him from being gay. All it did is make him hate himself. So I don't know how it'll impact the political scheme, but I know that it impacts individual people's lives by providing a platform for them to share their stories.
That's Joe Graves, president of the Ohio Writers Association. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.